On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're going to talk about the different leasing options in trucking.
Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family.
You know, leasing programs are one of the hottest topics in trucking. And for those that are curious about it and maybe aren't sure where to start, we're going to dedicate this episode to talking about what is a leasing program, what are the differences between a company driver and a lease operator, and then we're going to cover a couple different type of lease options that many carriers offer. So let's jump right in. First of all, what is a leasing program? Well, it's probably a change from you becoming a company employee over to an independent contractor. And the lease itself is the act of you leasing or renting a truck from your carrier that you work for. And there's some big differences that you need to know about up front if you're considering doing this. First of all, as a company employee, you know you have a lot of benefits that typically come with the job, and we're talking about insurance and paid vacation, those types of things, sometimes some short-term disability. But when you become an independent contractor, that carrier that you're going to lease onto can no longer offer you those type of benefits. So you're no longer a company employee. You're an independent contractor. As an independent contractor, there's going to be some things that you're responsible for under this lease. And the first is obvious. You're going to be responsible for the truck payments on the vehicle that you're going to lease or rent back from the carrier. A lot of times those truck payments are taken out of your settlements weekly, sometimes monthly, but most often carriers break it down for you and take that settlement or take that payment out every week out of that settlement. Other things you would be responsible for typically in a lease contract is the maintenance on the vehicle. So we're talking PMs and oil changes, tires, any kind of breakdowns, you're going to be responsible for covering that cost. Insurance is something. In our case, we require our drivers to carry a couple different kinds of insurance on the lease. The first is physical damage on the truck. So this would be, let's say something happens to the truck. Maybe it's a hailstorm or gets damaged, that type of physical damage. There's occupational accident, which is acts like work comp type insurance, again, because you're no longer a company employee with that carrier. You're no longer covered under their work comp plan should you get injured on the job. So we like to make sure that our independent contractors have some sort of backup plan there should they get injured while they're performing their trucking duties. The other one is what we call bobtail insurance. It's also called non-trucking liability insurance. So typically when you're under dispatch, you're still operating, your general liability insurance is covered by the carrier. So as long as you're under dispatch, you're covered should there be an accident while you're under a load. But for the times that you're not under dispatch and maybe you're bobtailing between the yard and the house, something like that, that's where the bobtail insurance or the non-trucking liability comes in. You need to make sure that you still have coverage should an accident happen when you're not under dispatch or under a load for your company. A few common types of lease programs you might run into out there is a full service lease. I think the easiest way to think about that is if you went down to your local car dealership and you leased a vehicle of some sort. Typically those are 2, 3, 4 year type terms. The understanding is there may be a down payment up front, and then the vehicle you're going to lease that, knowing that you're going to give it back at the end of that term, but you've got a monthly payment so far. And the deal is you've probably got a new car under warranty the whole time. So that can be very similar with the trucks. If you're leasing newer trucks, gives you a sense of security knowing that that vehicle's under warranty for the time you're going to lease it. There's something called a walkaway lease in trucking. And that's typically you see that for people that, man, maybe this is their first lease. I'm not sure if this is for me, but it's kind of a no harm, no foul. Maybe you get into the leasing program and you all of a sudden you just decide this is too much. It's more than I thought. I don't want to continue to lease the truck, and you can essentially give the truck back to the carrier and just walk away from it with typically no penalties. And then the last type of lease you'll see in a carrier that's pretty common is what we call a lease purchase program. So the idea is that while you're leasing the truck under that term, those payments are actually going towards paying off that truck. And the idea is at the end of the term, you're actually going to own the truck. That's very difficult to do with a new truck. I always tell drivers, you know, these dang things are so expensive anymore. If you were to lease a truck and make payments on it, or let's say you were to buy a truck from a dealership and make reasonable payments on it that you can afford on a weekly, monthly type basis, it's going to take you about 7 years to pay off that truck. These things are anywhere from 150 to 200,000 and up anymore. So there's another option out there with the lease purchase that typically it may be a unit coming out of the fleet that's maybe already 3 or 4 years old, and maybe the carrier would technically sell that truck to get it out of their fleet if they run a 3 or 4 or 5 year type trade cycle on their trucks. But there may be an option to buy that truck as the fleet is done with it. Maybe it's 3 years old, got 300,000 to 400,000 miles on it. It's still got a lot of good life in it. And that's where the lease purchase comes in, because you're typically buying a truck with some miles on it. But at the end of that term, 3-4 years, you're actually going to own that truck. You're going to have title in hand. You're going to have some equity built in that vehicle, and it's still going to be worth something. So those are the kind of decisions you have to make. Do I want to lease something that's new and always under warranty, or am I willing to lease something that's used and probably going to have some extra maintenance costs with it, along with a little bit lower payment? So why in the world would a driver want to lease? Why would you want to be a company driver where everything's kind of taken care of for you, everything's handled, everything's paid for? What is the attractiveness to becoming a lease operator? I think it really comes down to just the independence of it and the autonomy of it. As a independent contractor, that carrier can no longer hold you to the same standards they can as a company driver. That's probably the best way to explain it. You have more freedom as an owner operator, meaning the carrier has to give you choices. You have to be able to kind of come and go as you please. You get to set your own schedule. Typically, you have the ability to turn down certain freight, meaning I have more control over the freight that I take and the directions that I go. Where on the flip side of that, if you're still a company driver, you know, the company is going to give you what they need you to take, and they can essentially force you to do that, so to speak. But the independent contractor, that's the attractiveness. While you're taking on more risk, you're taking on truck payments, insurance, all those things, you know, that's the risk reward of that. You're taking on more risk, so therefore the reward side of it is I just get a little bit more independence and freedom to call my own shots. What about the income? Is there an income difference? Yeah, absolutely. So again, more risk, more reward. For drivers that go into our lease program, I typically tell them a good lease operator can make 10 to 30% more than a company driver can. And while we've gotten company driver wages up over the last several years, we've got guys, you know, six figures as a company driver, which is fantastic. Those lease guys, they can make, you know, they can make $150,000 if they run their business right, if they set themselves up right, and if they're disciplined. One of the struggles I've seen over the years, and this is for a lot of years, is you just don't know how that good company driver is going to be as an independent businessman. It's a whole new league. So real quick story, kind of a tale of two drivers. At a previous company I worked for, we had lease programs, and one guy you'd lease the truck to, and within a year he was out of business. He didn't take care of his finances well. He didn't pay his taxes like he should have. He wasn't disciplined. He saw that extra money coming in, and then he spent it as fast as it came in. On the flip side of that, we had another guy that was very successful at the lease program, and he bought a truck through us, paid the truck off, continued to run that truck even after it was paid for, because he took good maintenance care of the truck. He was extremely successful with it, and he's probably one of my favorite guys that I ever got the chance to work with, because he would often tell people that that lease program changed his life. And I love those kind of stories where you hear, you know, something good happened in that driver's life. And when he changed from company driver to lease operator, he did start making more money, and it allowed him to pay off some of his debt that he had built up in the background. So it was just it was a fantastic success story. So same lease program, two very different outcomes, depending on the driver themselves and how they approach it. We touched a little bit on the difference between a lease operator and a lease purchase program, but again, I wanted to understand that the lease operator program is typically set up with newer trucks. It's designed so you're probably never going to own that truck, but it's also designed so while you're renting the truck, it's just part of your business expense. But it also probably allows you to upgrade your truck more often than you would if you're purchasing it. So many of the lease, the way the leases are set up is you can upgrade that truck every year if you wanted to. So when it's a walk-away lease, you can say, I'm done with this truck. I like this new model that came in. Let's get into one of those. Now your payment may change or something like that, but typically it gives you the freedom, that lease operator, the freedom to do some of those things. And like I said, it also gives you the freedom to walk away if something isn't right. Maybe something changes in your life at home. Well, all of a sudden you've got to be home all the time or you got to be with the family. It makes you feel like, okay, I'm not tied into this thing so tight that I can't get out if I need to. So it's a good first option for drivers that are wanting to kind of dip their toe into the leasing program because it's just not a lot of risk for you. I think that's a good first option. Now, on the other side of that, we talked about the lease purchase. That's typically when your payments are actually going to actually paying off the truck and you're going to own that asset when that term is done. Those are typically, again, trucks that may have been in the fleet for a while or got a few miles on it. And the rub on that is while the lease operator, new truck, under warranty, probably the whole time you're operating it, the lease purchase truck may or may not have any factory warranty left on it. You need to ask those questions. But typically you'll have a little bit lower payment on the lease purchase. It just means you have to put more money away into your maintenance savings account because you know as trucks get older, we're going to have more maintenance issues. They're going to need more attention over time. So what about the motor carriers themselves? Why would a carrier, motor carrier, want to offer a lease program? Well, there's several different reasons. And if we're being completely transparent, there's some financial advantages for the carrier to offer that. When you think about it, they're passing some of that responsibility back to the driver when it comes to making the vehicle payments, some of the insurance payments. The driver's paying for fuel. That's one of your largest expenses. And then the maintenance on the vehicle. But the good thing is these programs are typically a win-win. So the carrier wins by pushing some of that expense back to the truck and the driver. But the driver wins as well because he has the ability to make more money. So if they're designed correctly, they're definitely a win-win. Now, one of the advantages for carriers then too is how they can grow their fleet. So lease programs don't always have to work with you, the driver, leasing a vehicle that's already in the fleet. It means you could go out to Freightliner or some of the OEMs or used truck dealerships. Sometimes they have lease programs as well. You end up leasing the vehicle from them, signing it back onto the carrier that you're working for. So for the carrier, it's a way to grow their fleet while they didn't have to make all the capital investments back in more assets or the equipment. So it's a good way for a carrier to grow, expand the fleet without a bunch of capital investments. We kicked off our lease program a few years back, and this is the reason we did it. It was because it's what drivers want. If you listen to drivers through a recruiting process and as you're trying to market to drivers, your company, a lot of drivers want to take that step. They want to go from the company driver to the independent contractor because they feel that's the next career step for them. Well, we did it from a marketing perspective where to attract drivers, right? So if you don't have those programs, a lot of times guys are just going to pass you by. They're going to go down the street to the next carrier that may offer something like that. So we took a lot of time developing ours. We put a lot of education behind it. We know that many times these are first-time independent contractors. So we want to make sure that they're off to the right start. We give them the best chance at success. And that's really why we developed ours. And we've gone from, we went from zero to about a third of our fleet right now is independent contractors or lease operators. They're all leasing vehicles from us. These were trucks that we spec'd in the fleet. They were new. We've got guys that just as soon as the new trucks come in from Freightliner, Peterbilt, whatever that is, you know, they're stepping into a brand new truck. And the advantage for the driver is many times the driver doesn't have the financial means to do that. They don't have the credit, they don't have the background, you know, stuff like that. So how else could a driver step into a brand new $200,000 Peterbilt? Well, these leasing programs are certainly a way they can do that. So in our case, you know, I should say some carriers do credit checks, some are a little bit more lenient and they don't do the credit needed. It just depends how that carrier set up their program, but typically saying there's not a lot of risk for either party. As long as you don't tear up the truck and as long as, you know, if something goes sideways for you and you're able to give back the truck, let's be honest, the carrier's going to take that truck, they're going to clean it up, and they're going to try to lease it to the next guy. So there's not a lot of risk on either end. But it, like I said, it can certainly be a win-win for both parties if it's done right. So if you're interested in lease programs, I hope we touched on a few things that at least get your curiosity going. I do believe they have a place in trucking. As you research things out on the internet or talk to other people, you may hear some negative things out there about lease programs. And you know what? There's some bad programs out there. So you really got to do your homework and find a carrier that has a good reputation or good leasing program to do that. But this is a great way. If you're a driver or thinking about getting into professional driving, I wouldn't recommend that you go straight from a rookie or a newbie into a lease program. I think you need to get your feet wet and be a company driver for a while, kind of learn the business. I would suggest probably a year as a company driver before you take that step. But at the same time, we've seen some people come through that are business savvy and they're entrepreneurial and they just really have a good grasp of things. So they were able to get into truck as an independent contractor a little bit sooner. But I absolutely think that there's some great programs out there. And if you think this is the path for you, you want to be your own business person, you want to start your own business, there's probably not a better way to do it in trucking. If you're looking for a carrier to work with on leasing a truck, check us out at chiefcarriers.com.